History of some Battis Boulder women, revealing our roots. Women of Boulder County was originally developed by the Women of the West Museum back in 2002. Now the exhibitor is now hosted by Boulder History Museum site. There are dozens of dynamic ladies documented or INA circumflex this collection, and today we've brought you a few of our favorites. Ruth K. Flowers. Photo credit, Boulder Daily Camera. Ruth K. Flowers, 1903-1980. Was a native Boulderite who graduated from Boulder High in 1920. Because she was African American, they refused to award her a diploma featuring her catchy name. Despite her lack of diploma, CU accepted Ruth Flowers as a student. She earned a doctorate in Romance Languages in Washington, D.C. She also earned a law degree, married a lawyer, and even practiced law a while, but she preferred teaching. She taught languages in North and South Carolina before deciding that Boulder was the place for her. A circumflex, she taught Spanish and Latin at Fairview, and was the first African-American teacher in the Boulder Valley School District. In 1970, Flowers gave the commencement speech for Boulder High School and was surprised to be given a diploma in her name, 50 years after being refused her original. In 1969, Harvard University named Dr. Ruth K. Flowers one of four outstanding teachers in the country. Mary Rippon, photo credit, CU Heritage Center. If you are attending, or have attended anything at CU Boulder campus, you may have heard of Mary Rippon Theater. The theater is named for Mary Rippon, 1850-1935, because she was one of the school's first professors. She studied languages and history in Europe before taking the position at CU. She headed the German language and literature departments, and retired in 1909. At the time of her teaching, female professors were not allowed to marry or start families. But Mary Rippon began an affair with a student, 12 years her junior, and kept it secret. They did eventually marry and had a daughter, but the marriage did not last. Professor Rippon took her work very seriously and did not take time to be a mother to a circumflex her daughter, and said as much herself. Her obituary called her daughter a circumflex friend and protege, Mabel MacLeay, Front, and Florence Malloy. Photo credit, Colorado Mountain Ranch. Two widows from Syracuse, NY, Florence Malloy, 188x1951, and Mabel MacLeay, 188x1950, moved to Boulder in 1916 and became the city's first female taxi drivers. They were known as opposites. Mabel was ladylike and petite, while Florence was turner and imposing at 6 feet tall. Their taxi business began in 1922 and was run from the Hotel Boulderado. In the winter they simply drove folks around the city, but the summers allowed them to take Boulder tourists on a circumflex scenic mountain drives. They eventually opened the Double M Dude Ranch in Gold Hill, CO, where they offered scenic driving tours, horseback riding, and summer vacation lodging. The duo spent their winter sur at 1019 Spruce Street, which is now the oldest house in Boulder. There are dozens more stories like these at their Revealing Our Roots full site. A circumflex Western history often focuses on male influences, and this site offers a broad look at the influence that a circumflex women had on Boulder County. Whether they established more domestic lives for themselves or were vigorous entrepreneurs, women played an enormous part in a circumflex developing the culture and history of Boulder and its neighboring towns.